Our next applicant is the Kothi Dance Company of Milwaukee. If we could take a look at the work samples.
Let's have three images.
And Maggie, would you like to start the review?
Sure. Their mission is to inspire people to discover and celebrate themselves and others through the present-day interpretation of ancient African dance and music. They passionately preserve, teach, document, interpret, and perform dance and music rooted in African, Caribbean, and African American cultures. This is a long-standing company. They've been around for 50 years. They've presenting African and Caribbean dance and drumming. They have toured nationally and internationally in the past. Their current programming seems to focus on this Drum Talk outreach program, which is narrated presentations of dancing and drumming held in school facilities. They offer residencies, which consists of 1 to 10 days of teaching choreography and music to a group of students in the associate school with a culminating performance. And these residencies, they say, comprises 70% of their programming. They have a youth ensemble called Ton Kothi. They hold 2 to 3 open rehearsals. They have reached 15,000 audience members in 2017 to 18 at their mini performances. And this information was not necessarily in the narrative, but rather in a letter to the legislature. So that was kind of buried. In their narrative, they mentioned that their programs reach 8,000 adults and 6,000 youths. So if you combine that's almost 15,000. So kind of adds up there. As mentioned, their program has focused on outreach and education in recent years. They are now returning to performances. They are planning a 50th anniversary celebration in 2019 with a concert that will be hosted by the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They have a long-term partnership with the University of Milwaukee as well as the Milwaukee Historical Society. They have a long-standing relationship with local schools. They have a complicated financial situation. Not being part of the Wisconsin community, it was hard for me to understand exactly what was going on. They seem to be part of Black Arts Milwaukee from 2014 to 2018. They're now separate and independent. They seem to be in transition. Their financial statement, if you look at their budget, they've got a budget of about $50,000, and it just doesn't, their financials just don't seem to reflect their actual level of operations. Obviously, their outreach program has been around a long time. For several generations now, past participants are now instructors and board members and parents of current participants. They have an ongoing presence in the schools with a long-standing positive result of changing lives through the process of discipline, increasing self-esteem, team training, team building, rather, mediation, public speaking, performance skills, and leadership building through performance arts training. The founder, Fernie Yangiti Kalker, she's a professor emerita at the University of Wisconsin, is highly regarded. She has a national reputation. She's a Fulbright scholar. She served on NEA and Wisconsin Art Board panels, and also on the board of directors of the Wisconsin Arts Board. As mentioned before, former ensemble members are now teachers, performers. They've gone to college. They are board members. Kothi has spawned other African and Caribbean dance drum ensembles. They say there's a high number of alumni now teaching and in leadership positions in Milwaukee public schools. Their evaluation includes their audience surveys, their Drum Talk evaluation form, They did not provide a formal organizational plan. However, there's in the narrative, they list their short-term goals with projected activities and timetables for 2019. And they provide a list of marketing materials. The marketing materials were listed, but are they... I don't know if they're here, but they were not.
They are going around.
Okay. Great.
And please feel free to take a moment and look at them without pressure.
Yeah, okay.
And while you do that, just a heads up to everyone, this is the moment where we will be stretching and walking over to Dale's laptop because they did not submit their video electronically. They did give us a DVD, and we missed that piece. So we're going to have you take a look at... a couple moments of that. Ellie, I'm sorry you won't have access to that.
You don't have a DVD built into this.
Can you believe it? What the heck?
Jeepers. I even set it on the little tape point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's official. It's recorded. Who's that guy?
Maggie, do you have any more?
Just my overall comment is this is a company that certainly has a national reputation. I've heard about this company, you know, when I was studying dance, I won't say how many years ago. But they seem to be in transition right now, and the situation was not clearly explained to me. I had to do a lot of reading between the lines, and I even went online and looked up, you know, a couple of different websites to see if I could figure out what was going on financially, and it was not clear. So those are my main comments.
Contessa, your thoughts?
Add on and ditto. As far as the strong history of providing African American Caribbean dance and music, great sense of community through their outreach program, Drum Talk. I did have question mark about the financials and that transition between the two organizations. They do demonstrate the planning of the 50th year and the evaluation process for their outreach programs that they do within the schools. However, I didn't see the surveys or evaluation tools for the actual performances that they hold about the community. I did also it was challenging to find answers to each of the sections. So I guess that's just more of a suggestion of how they organize their grant and writing their grant. That's it.
You mean that the narrative could have been clearer? Is that what I was getting from? Okay.
Yes.
And just for the record on tape, just to note that your Associations of Cultural Organizations Forum noted that the TBAE, your organization, is a fiscal receiver for this organization, but you do not receive any funding from this organization.
Correct.
But you have that relationship.
COFI is a contractor of TBAE.
As it works in the schools.
Correct.
Of Milwaukee school
African
system.
African drum and music.
Thank you for the clarification, Karen.
You're welcome, John. Any comments from the panel chair on that, or are we good to continue?
Yeah. Other comments?
I just want to echo that I was a little confused by the 990. This organization is... strikes me as being much larger than what I was looking at, and I felt like I was missing something there. That said, what I saw in the 990 is a good pattern of fundraising, 60% for those who are following, writing down every time I say it out loud.
That is appreciated.
Well, thank you. I'll keep doing it then, otherwise you'll smack me. The outreach is and has been outstanding for a very long time. And I just would have, whether it was in narrative, whether it was in the way the way things were presented within the structure of the grant proposal, it just seems like it should be a bigger or a larger organization than what I read.
And when you say larger, you mean monetarily?
Yes. It seems like it should cost more and bring in more to do what they did. And if I'm wrong, then I would have loved to have seen that addressed. Mm-hmm. Yep. We all, in all of our lives, filling out this form in this program and others, have that lovely little place underneath our financials to write things. Yep. And maybe that's something we can talk about later as ways to encourage people to find something on that page a
little
bit better.
That would be really great, since we're redesigning that page. Mm-hmm. That would be really valuable. Ed, did you have something to add to that?
I think I was looking for an explanation of why they have a split with one of the founding organizations. It just seemed strange that they split and really didn't say why, whether they had gone a different direction artistically or whether there was, what the problem was. Also, again, I think it really helped to clarify the attendance and participation if it were in some sort of table or graph. We're, you know, you are piecing it together, trying to figure it out, and that would be helpful. But I think it's a great program for that area.
Tessa, you mentioned that there was you didn't see an evaluation.
I saw the evaluation for their, I thought their drum talk. I didn't see it for, like, because they said they do performances.
Okay.
I didn't see the evaluation for the audience, like, feedback or participation.
Right. Just the drum talk.
Mm-hmm.
Was there.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Ellie, any comments?
This is just one of those applications that I was questioning in the beginning about how I felt a lot of their narrative was forward-looking, and talking about what's about to be happening this season, rather than reflective in the narrative of what they have been working on. So it was harder to evaluate.
Shall we take a look at the DVD?
Yeah. Yep, let's go over to Dale.
They call out a location on the...
They said at any point, let me read what they say about the video here. They say... the DVD represents a one-hour presentation designed specifically for children, kindergarten through high school. Performers consisted of both the adult and children's ensembles. At any point of this DVD demonstrates the level of training and choreographic excellence stemming from over 50 years of research. So... maybe popping around as you will with this.
Is this the beginning?
Yeah.
Let's make sure we're doing the dancing, not talking.
And does it say this is your adult?
It says it's a mix.
Okay.
And so if you see a lot of Tan Kothi, you can definitely skip ahead to the adult.
We have 2 minutes left.
We'll just skip ahead.